Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, as often happens, there has been a recent court decision that has really kind of upset a lot of traditions in terms of state law. And it's one of those circumstances where one has to ask whether or not the federal government really does have the right to tell states how they want to run their legal systems. And this has to do with the definition of marriage. Particularly in Pennsylvania, there was a recent decision by a federal judge on this matter. What's your viewpoint on this latest federal court decision and how it affects the lawmaking process and rule of law in Pennsylvania?
Yes, thank you for the very good question. I'm very disappointed that federal judge John Jones struck down our Defense of Marriage Act that we passed back in 1996 here in Pennsylvania. As a lawmaker, it is very frustrating to have our Pennsylvania marriage law struck down by a federal judge, especially when our marriage law was strongly supported by the vast majority of Pennsylvanians and had the strong support of both Republicans and Democrats in the Pennsylvania General Assembly. This singular decision by one man undermines the basic tenets of states' rights and representative democracy of, for, and by the people, passing laws through their duly elected members of the state House, Senate, and the governor, and should not be through federal judicial fiat. The challenges and questions that face our Commonwealth are best debated and resolved in the legislature with duly elected and accountable members who stand for election. The federal judicial decision of Judge John Jones is a complete disregard of the important roles held by each branch of the government, legislative and executive branches, and should not be held subservient to the judicial branch. Our U.S. Constitution created three co-equal branches of government, but increasingly we are seeing the judicial branch of government becoming ever more activist in nature and essentially making, as some might say, mockery of our legislative and executive branch as irrelevant. Appointed and unelected federal judges making their own laws from the bench instead of enforcing existing law and adhering to the rule of law are not what the Founding Fathers intended as outlined in our U.S. and Pennsylvania Constitution. I agree with Supreme Court Justice Scalia and share his concern for those that continue to believe in traditional marriage as between one man and one woman. I very much agree with his opinion. Quote, the court not only overturned a foundational principle of our society, but has threatened the right of religious freedom in this country, end of quote. 37 states define marriage as the union of one man and one woman. However, the court's classification of support of traditional marriage in a pejorative manner calls into question the ability of people of faith to freely express their religious views and convictions without fear of discrimination or retribution.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.